Our first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 31. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life. The second reading comes from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel acclamation.
According to John, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So on Reformation Sunday, we always get these texts, and we get, you know, the really foundational text from Paul in Romans about justification by faith, through grace through faith. But this year, I decided I wanted to look at that first lesson, because we tend to gloss over it, and it's really a great lesson from Jeremiah. So Jeremiah was a prophet who was called as a young boy to speak a word to God's people during a really difficult time in their history. The Jewish people had lost a lot. They'd lost the temple. They no longer had a Davidic king. They'd lost Jerusalem. They'd been conquered by the Babylonian Empire. So Their faith was really shaken. All the things on this earth that they'd put their trust in, the things that they thought were how they were to relate to God, how they were to see God's promises fulfilled, all of those things had been destroyed. And like with all prophets, Jeremiah spoke very harsh, hard, difficult words to the people, calling them out for their bad behavior. But in our reading this morning, this section is from a part of Jeremiah that's full of words of comfort and hope. Words of hope that were spoken to these exiled Judeans living in Babylon. In the face of all of the destruction, all of the instability, all of the uncertainty about their future, Jeremiah proclaimed that something new was emerging, a new covenant with new ways of relating to God. It starts with the words, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord." Instead of looking back at what was, God invites the people to look forward with hope to what is coming. And then there's this beautiful passage about God making a new covenant, where God's law will be written not on stone tablets like in the past, tablets that can be broken, tablets that can be stolen, tablets that can be hidden away or lost and forgotten, all of which had happened. Instead, God's law will now be written on the very hearts of God's people. They will carry it around within them. That's how intimate the promise will be with God, that every single person, regardless of rank or status, each and every one will carry God's law within them, on their hearts. And they will know God, it says. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It's beautiful. And it's so hope-filled. It comes at this time when the people are feeling like they've lost everything. Like everything that they thought they knew had been taken away. The foundation that they had stood on as a people of faith had been shaken. And then Jeremiah speaks these words of hope to them. Hope grounded in a God who never abandons them. Despite the fact that they have turned their backs on God again and again, God has never turned God's back on them. This section of Jeremiah reminds the people of who God is, of who God has always been for them. Faithful, forgiving, and relentless in God's desire to care for them. That is who God has been for the people of Israel throughout their history. Generation after generation, God has continued to love them and has created new ways to be in relationship with them time and time again. Even when they worshiped false gods, even when they would rather be enslaved to human rulers than to do the work of trusting God, even when they behave badly, relying on violence and serving greed, each and every time God reached out and entered into a new covenant with them. Each and every time God made promises to always be there for them and called them back to live into the life-giving relationship with God. Calling them to live into God's vision for their lives. That is who God is, which is why I chose to talk about this Jeremiah passage on Reformation Sunday, because it's such a beautiful reminder that God was, is, and will continue to be a God of mercy, forgiveness, and love for God's people. That has always been true, and that will always be true. And when we lose sight of that, as the people had in the time of Jeremiah, as the church had in the time of Martin Luther, God sends voices to remind us. God didn't suddenly become merciful and loving at the time of Jeremiah. The prophet was simply one more voice that God sent to help people hear the truth of who God is. And God didn't suddenly stop needing us to earn our salvation when Martin Luther came along. Luther was just one more voice helping people to hear the truth of God's free and abundant love. God sends voices to remind us, to call us back into God's grace and mercy. God gets creative and reforms the old into something new, a new way of understanding who God has always been. The Christian church is in the midst of big change right now. Fewer people are coming to church. Fewer people are becoming pastors. And some of the ways we've always done things just don't work anymore. And that can be scary. Change can be scary. But it can also be exciting. Because we know that God is not only steadfast, God is also dynamic and always making new things. We don't know what new thing God is going to do next, but we do know who God is. We know that God is faithful and that God is not a God of death, but of new life. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will do a new thing within you and through you. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when all people will know my love, will know that I am their God, and they are my people, my children. The good news from Jeremiah is that God desires relationship with us. Each and every one of us. The good news is that God never gives up on us, even when we forget who God is and all that God has done for us. God never forgets us. The good news is that God is always doing new things, creating new things, and finding new ways to be in relationship with us and with the world. And as God's church, we get to be part of that in ways we haven't even imagined yet. The good news is that God is a God of life and continues to create new ways of drawing us in to God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.